Hello, and welcome once again to Five for Today. Today's text comes from Matthew's account of the Christmas story. He writes of an Old Testament prophecy concerning one of the names of Jesus. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. So the plan for today is to take a brief look at three instances where we read of God being with his people in Scripture. We've started in Matthew's Gospel, which is the first book in the New Testament. We'll think about Joseph's story, recorded in Genesis, the first book of the Old Testament, before dipping into the book of Psalms, which is in the middle part of the Bible, more or less. We'll then dive back into Matthew's Gospel at the end. There are a number of references to God's presence in the Bible. One of the most well-known, possibly, is the time when Joseph was in prison. As one who has performed in the musical, Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and as one who has seen the show on different occasions, this story is very well-known. How many of you can recall the line, It's all there in chapter 39 of Genesis, I wonder. Joseph was imprisoned as he refused to sleep with Potiphar's wife. It was she that had made a story up about Joseph. Lie with me, was her constant request. Anyway, at the start of that chapter, we read, The Lord was with Joseph. In Egypt, Joseph was without any other family member, in a foreign land, and was unsure of his future. But when in prison, we read, The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's hand, because the Lord was with him. The story's end is a positive one, in that Joseph's father, Israel, and Joseph's brothers received food from Joseph, as there had been a terrible famine all around Egypt. I'd like to take you to the book of Psalms next, and to Psalm 23. David, the psalmist, speaks of his personal experience with God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. Within a few verses, we have mention of tough times, with the words, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The psalmist can depend on God for consolation and comfort, for direction and purpose, knowing that every need will be met. Have you got that same confidence today? Is the Lord your shepherd? Does he guide you? The question asked by many people after the 25th is, how did Christmas go? For the Christian, every day is like Christmas, in that God is with us every day. That's the true meaning of Emmanuel, God with us. And even better, God is for us, on our side. But remember, God's Son has another name, Jesus. Every name has a meaning, and Jesus means he will save his people from their sins. After his resurrection, before returning to his heavenly Father, Jesus spoke to his disciples with these reassuring words, And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. This is how Matthew ends his Gospel. These words offer great comfort to every Christian. Jesus has promised to be with his disciples even to the end. Are you living in the good of Christ's promise? Do you face tough times with the certainty that God is with you throughout? Our text says that God, Emmanuel, is with us. The big question to ask today is, are you with God? In the carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, the second verse reads, Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. In a prison setting, God can work and keep his people. That's the message of Genesis chapter 39. And if you haven't seen the musical Joseph, I warmly commend it to you. Grab yourself a ticket and enjoy. It portrays an accurate account of Joseph's story. The psalmist, David, proved God's goodness during his life. He was far from being a saint, but had a real, personal relationship with God. And then we have the words of Jesus, Emmanuel himself, that say to each Christian, I'm with you, which is good news for Christmas and the whole year. Thanks for listening, and God bless you all.